It is a Wednesday, which means we've got Terrence Pillay with us today. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the question we're asking, are you South Africa's next bachelor? Because you may just be, and Terrence has got all those details next. And it is a Wednesday, which means it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly, with Terrence Pillay.
So Terrence Pillay, there's nothing that a guy likes to hear more than here's an opportunity to be the one for some future soulmate of his.
Yeah.
Some man listening right now could be that man, standing in front of an array of single women, beautiful single women, just vying for his attention and his affection.
And vice versa.
Please tell me more.
So season 2 of The Bachelor South Africa has just been announced by Mnet. The show was really popular last year, and the channel decided to bring it back. Now, before we go on, The Bachelor franchise has a fantastic track record. 23 seasons of the show have been produced in the US, and the format has been licensed to more than 30 countries around the world. It follows the love journey of one lucky man, as you said, who relies on Cupid to aim his arrows in the right direction. Through the series, he gradually narrows down his options to the perfect match, who is typically the recipient of a romantic marriage proposal in the dramatic finale. Sometimes the couple gets cold feet, but globally, the format has seen many fairy tale weddings and subsequently even baby bumps. Now, here's exciting news. This is the crux. Not that Mnet is bringing the show back. Is that Mnet hasn't chosen The Bachelor yet. So what I've decided is that this Bachelor should come from KZN.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Don't you think? So I am now on a mission. So I'm now on a mission. Apart from getting many KZN single ladies to enter, how about we put our feelers out there and find the next Bachelor? And here's how I see it working, right? So we get bachelors or would-be bachelors. Or if you think you've got a brother or a friend, do you think might make a good bachelor, email us a picture and a little bio and a little motivation as to why you think you should be the next Bachelor or why you think your friend should be the next Bachelor.
What are the criteria? I presume, not married. Can you be divorced?
Yes. I'll check that. But if you're single, you're a Bachelor.
Is there
right?
an age limit?
Yes. And coming up, I'll tell you about that. So basically, we'll get your pictures in, your bios in. We'll get a panel of women together. And they will go through that, and they will choose 3 people from that list of entries. And those 3 people get fast-tracked to the audition in Johannesburg.
Scar's face right now is everything.
No, but I'm just saying, okay, you're listening to East Coast Radio, East Coast Breakfast at the moment, and Terrence has just told you that we're looking for he wants the new Bachelor to be KZN. Surely you can tell us, as the panel, what are you looking for?
We're looking for someone who's really good looking. Of course. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Of course, we need someone that's standing on his own 2 feet. So financially independent.
Has a pack of 6 to 8.
6 to 8. He should be quite career driven. And he should be open to finding love.
Trilingual. I was hoping as well.
Maybe trilingual. Actually, you don't have to be. If you can speak English.
So perfect. Okay. We need you to be perfect, that's what we're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So email these two to me, which is Terrence@pillaymedia.co.za. We'll compile the list. That's Terrence@pillaymedia.co.za. We'll compile the list and we'll get, and Kerry, you can sit on that panel of women who are going to choose the final 3 that go up to Joburg for the audition. Imagine us finding the next Bachelor, guys.
That'll be sick.
Oh,
how amazing.
Sick.
It like we put a call out on a radio show and the next Bachelor comes from KZN.
So that's Terrence@pillaymedia.co.za.
Yes.
Okay, and there's 1 R in Terrence. That's what Darren always says.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But coming up, I have another little surprise.
Oh.
East Coast Breakfast.
And we're back with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly, with Terence Pillay.
So this is why you men and ladies, single, please look at your left hand right now. If there's a ring on it, not for you, okay? The new Bachelor season, which season?
Season 2.
Season 2 coming. So was it our one last year where they got together and then they broke up before we even got to the final?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there wasn't a fairy tale ending to last year.
But I loved that. So. I thought it was so dramatic. And we do love a bit of drama. But season 2 is back and we're not just looking for any Bachelor. We're looking for a Bachelor from KZN.
Yeah. He needs to be able to sweep these young ladies off their feet
and the kitchen,
take them on adventurous dates to exotic locations and that kind of thing, all on camera. But I am pushing for this Bachelor to come from KZN. So you know, we're quite used to winning reality shows.
Yeah.
So this Bachelor needs to come from KZN.
And you're a very influential person, so if you're pushing for it, it will probably happen.
Do you know what else I'm pushing for, Sky?
Sure,
I'm
boy.
Pushing to send you as an entrant.
Hey!
Come on, Sky, you meet all the criteria.
Sky, it's time you fess up. Come on.
So, you're over 21.
Yes, he is.
You're never been married or divorced.
Never.
No.
Yes.
Single?
Yeah.
Wait, Sky, be honest. This is the thing.
In theory.
Oh, and
according to Facebook.
And you need to be financially secure.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
Can you still sign your
good looking.
Name?
And good looking. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, he fits the criteria.
So, I thought the reason Sky wouldn't enter is because, you know, in The Bachelor, they always have these shots where the guys have their shirts off and they do, like, that Seven Gazi cough where the 12-pack shows.
Yeah.
And Sky's never seen without a shirt on. I thought it was that, but I think it's actually more the fact that he's not really that single, Sky.
Oh dear, sorry about that, Sky. Well, you have to be single.
However, may I make a suggestion?
Okay.
So, Terence Pillay, one of Sky's best friends, and I'll never say his name on air, James Story. He is divine.
Okay, we're going to have to get James Story
if
to
I could
send in his
put
entry.
Anyone yep. up for. Just
and
all
if,
the things.
If you want to stalk him, it's Story with the EY at the end.
He is
okay,
so divine.
So let's get James Story in the mix. And we'll put...
And also that guy Duke, you know, his
yes,
Instagram is Duke
yes,
the Kid.
Duke, yes.
Duke the Kid is fine.
Yeah. The boys are right, huh?
The boy's fine.
Looks like the entries will come
yeah,
from here.
I think I'm
going to
be doing these.
Friends, okay. So remember, you need to send me a current photograph and a short description of who you are. And also why you think that you should be the Bachelor. Just remember, you need to meet certain criteria.
Could I just
be over 21.
Look up more men for you. Is that?
Yes, 100%. It's research.
So it's part of my job.
It's research.
I have to look up hot men from KZN.
Well, we've got two already.
So once those photos and descriptions come in, send them to terence@pelemedia.co.za. We'll collate those, right? And we'll get some women, yourself included, Kerry,
to sit
through those entries. And we'll choose the top three and we'll send those three, fast-track them to the audition in Joburg.
By the way, my boyfriend just messaged and asked if he could enter. So if you get any Greek applicants, I'd like to see those first, please.
Konpakalos.
That is excellent. That is excellent. Oh, sorry, there is a catch. You have to do all of this by Friday. Because the show is starting to shoot next week. So you have to do all of this by Friday.
You should have started with that, maybe. Lead in with it. All right, Terrence. Our favorite journo. You can contact him. Terrence@pelemedia.co.za. That's Terrence, one R.